Wee Red Riding Hood, from a wee book of fairy tales in Scots. Lang, lang ago, in the days o' lang syne, there was a wee lassie that stayed in a hoose with her mither on the edge o' the muckle green forest. This lassie always wore a bright red cloak with a hood when she went out, so everybody cried her Wee Red Riding Hood. Yen day, her mither called Wee Red Riding Hood ben to the kitchen and said, "Poor Granny Mutches know that weel. She's in her bed and ta'en a peel. I baked a cake for her the day, and here's a poke o' apples tae. Now tak them tae her through the wid. A visit fae you will dae her good." Wee Red Riding Hood put the cake and the poke o' apples in her basket and put on her red cloak. Granny Mutchie stayed on the other side o' the muckle green forest, but Wee Red Riding Hood didna mind. She often walked along the path to Granny's house, and she loved to stop and see the bonny flowers and speak to the wee critters that stayed among the trees. Just as she was closing the garden yet, her mother called to her through the windy, "Mind who, lass, and dinna donner, and fray the pathway dinna wander. Go straight to your Granny Mutchie's house. They say there's a wolf out on the loose." Wee Red Riding Hood skipped and ran along the path through the muckle forest, carrying the basket with the cake and the apples in it. After a while, she stopped running and had a kick about. "Hiya, hoolets! Hiya, doos! What's your crack? What's your news? Hiya, squirrel, deer and brock! Would you like to hae a talk?" But the birds and critters were a bit shy and didna speak back to her. Wee Red Riding Hood didna care. She forgot all about what her mother had told her and wandered off the path to poo some flowers for Granny Mutchie. She put down her basket and found some bonny bluebells and pooed a hale bunch. When she gied back to her basket, there was a wolf standing aside it. He was an awfu' handsome beast. He had sleek brown fur and bright yellow een and lang claws on his feet, and a muckle big smile on his face. Wee Red Riding Hood could count all his teeth, which were much bigger than her own teeth. He had 27, and they were as sharp as nails. "Hello," the wolf said. "What's your name, my dear? Do you reside somewhere round here?"
"I stay with my mither. There's just her and me. I'm," cried Wee Red Riding Hood, "'cause my hood's red and I'm wee."
"Oh, hoo lovely! I once kent a man," cried Hood. "Now, what brings you here? Are you looking for food?"
"I'm gone to my granny's. She's 60 year old, but she's off in nae weel. She's in bed with a call.
I brought her a cake and some apples and all, and this big bunch of flowers. Look, are they no just braw?"
"Awfu' braw," said the wolf. "What a lovely surprise. I can just picture the look in her eyes. But you shouldna be oot in the forest like this. Let me show you her hoose. I ken where it is." Wee Red Riding Hood minded what her mother had said. "Thanks, but nae need," she said. "Good afternoon. I ken the way tae, and I'll be there guide soon."
The wolf might hae tried to keep her blethering, but just then he heard the chap, chap, chap o' somebody cutting wood wi' an axe. A forester worked in the forest, and the wolf was feart for him. So the wolf said, "Cheerio, hen, I'll see you again," and he slipped into the trees. Wee Red Riding Hood picked up a basket and hurried along the path. But the wolf was quicker. He arrived at Granny Much's house first. He chapped at the door. An old voice called out, "Was there?" The wolf put on a wee squeaky voice and said, "It's me, Wee Red Riding Hood. Dinna keep me shut out. I brocht ye a cake and some flowers and some fruit." "Oh, you're a darling," Granny said. "I feel such a wreck. Just come a wa' in, the door's aff the sneck." The wolf gied Ben the hoose, shutting the door ahint him, and there in the bedroom was Granny Muchie sitting up in her bed. Afore she had time to cry out, he opened his mouth and ate her up. He was in such a hurry to finish afore Wee Red Riding Hood arrived that he didna even bother to chaw, but swallowed her doon in one mouthfu'. He put on her nightcap and her glasses, pulled the curtains ticht to mak the room dark, and louped into the bed. Then he lay there, with the covers up under his chin, and waited. After a while, there was a chapping at the door. The wolf put on his best old lady's voice and called out, "Was there?" And Wee Red Riding Hood said, "It's me, Wee Red Riding Hood. Dinna keep me shut out. I've brought ye a cake and some flowers and some fruit." "Oh, you're a darling," the wolf said. "I feel such a wreck. Just come awa' in, the door's aff the sneck." Wee Red Riding Hood came in and put her basket on the kitchen table. She hadna even closed the front door when the wolf said, "Come ben, my darling, and gie me a smile. Come ben and sit wi' your granny a while." Wee Red Riding Hood gied ben to the bedroom. "Hello, granny, are ye feeling sair? Ach, it's awfu' dark and there's nae fresh air." "Aye, I pulled the curtains to keep out the licht. Come closer so I can see ye richt." Wee Red Riding Hood took a step closer to the bed. It was hard to see much, but her granny spelt as if she needed a good wash. "Granny," Wee Red Riding Hood said, "what muckle lang lugs ye hae?" "Oh, the better to hear ye wae," said the wolf. "Come a bitty closer." Wee Red Riding Hood took another step. "Granny, what muckle big een ye hae?" "Oh, the better to see ye wae," slavered the wolf. "Just come a wee bit closer." Wee Red Riding Hood stood right next to the bed. "Granny, what muckle sharp teeth ye hae?" "Oh, the better to eat ye wae," said the wolf, and he threw off the covers and caught Wee Red Riding Hood and swallowed her doon in yin mouthfu. Then he smacked his lips, dichted his face with his tongue, and fell asleep in the bed. Now, when the forester that worked in the muckle green forest was loused for the day, he walked hame past Granny Muchie's house. On this day, he saw that the door was wide open, which didna seem right. He chapped at the door, but got nae answer, so in he gaed.
and there on the table was wee Riding Hood's basket, with a cake and the apples and the flowers in it.
"I ken that basket," the forester said. "Michty, that's queer. It's wee Reed Riding Hood's, but she is na here."
He looked in the bedroom, which was all dark. When he opened the curtains a wee chink, he saw the wolf snoring fast asleep on the bed, and nae sign of wee Reed Riding Hood or Granny Muchie. But the forester saw that the wolf's belly was full to bursting. He tak out a knife from his belt and he carefully cut open the wolf's belly. And there inside, all squashed up and currying in together, were wee Reed Riding Hood and Granny Muchie. The forester put his finger to his lips and they crept out o' the wolf's belly without waking him. Then wee Reed Riding Hood gaed into the garden and gathered up some big stains. The forester put the stains inside the wolf's belly, and Granny Muchie took her needle and thread and sewed the wolf back up again. When everything was read up, the forester opened the windy wide and stood at the door and shouted at the top of his voice,
"Oh, Granny, I'm hungry. Do you have any cakes? I've been working all day chopping trees with my axe."
And the wolf woke with a flag, jumped out o' the bed and looked straight out the windy. He ran and ran, but the stains in his belly got heavier and heavier till at last he came to a burn in the middle of the muckle green forest. When he tried to swim across it, the stains made him sink to the bottom and he drowned. Back at the house, wee Reed Riding Hood, Granny Muchie and the forester all sat down for an apple and a big skliff of cake to their tea. And they all lived happily ever after.